Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah, giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends for being on the line tonight. I have many individuals who are on the line. I have individuals from all over the world and out of the United States. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. On tonight, we are going to speak about keep trying until God says no, and I'm going to take you to a race, and I'm going to take you to my favorite sport, which is running. How many of you know that when you run, you have to train? And God wants us to experience His message today, and He has given me a revelation that will come to me as I'm explaining what it means when God says, keep trying until God says no. Amen. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. All right, we're going to begin by reading Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9, and then we're going to pray. Psalm 136, 1 through 9. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To Him who alone does great wonders, His love endures forever. Who by His understanding made the heavens, His love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, His love endures forever. Who made the great lights, His love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, His love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, His love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of His holy word. I want to thank some very special guests. I have a few friends from California, Hollywood, who's online. I have three of my co-hosts online. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Love of Jesus Ministry. I really appreciate that. You will hear more about them as they become acclimated to the radio station, and you will hear some of my hosts as well. We'll have dialogue and conversation. So I just want to thank each person for being online, and let us prepare to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for this day, Lord. We thank You for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and You started us on our way. We thank You for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord, and we ask that You continue to lead us and guide us in Your way, Lord. Lord Jesus, we understand that there are many things going around in the United States and out of the states, Lord, and there are some justice things being done and there are some injustice, but Lord, we know that You are God, and besides You, there's none other. We know that You can make every wrong right, and that You can make every path, Lord Jesus, a path in which we will go in the correct direction. Lord God, we're asking would this ministry be something that You're pleased with, Lord. I'm asking You, would You crown me from the top of my head to the sole of my feet, and help the words to come out of my mouth be those words that are acceptable in Your sight and those words that are of the revelation of God. We ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, as we place our hands on our hearts, that we understand that You're with us, Lord Jesus, and You will always be with us. We thank You for the open doors. We thank You for this being Victory Week. We thank You for what is coming up for us in our lives. We thank You for closed doors. We say hallelujah, praise God. We thank You, Heavenly Father, for Your saving grace and Your mercy. We thank You for Your tenderness and Your kindness, Lord. We thank You for being the comforter. We thank You for being the friend, the mother, the father, Heavenly Father. We thank You, Heavenly Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask not only would You bless this ministry, would You bless other ministries as well, Heavenly Father. Would You bless those who say pray for me and those who do not say pray for me. Bless those who are going through the storms and those who have just come out, and those who are experiencing sunshine, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would You continue to help us to plant the seeds on fertile ground where we can grow in you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the revelation of keep trying until God says no, because we know that there is a blessing coming our way, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who have lost something or someone? It doesn't matter who they are, rich or if they're just a general person like myself. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you be the comforter? Because the same God that to give them life, Lord. You're the same God that gives us life, Lord, and there is no separation when it comes to spirituality. There is no separation when it comes to life and death, and we speak life tonight, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, if there is someone who is going through surgery, someone who has just passed out, Lord, someone who's just had a stroke or heart attack, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you restore them, Heavenly Father, and help them in that right early. Lord, we thank you for giving us saving grace, Lord. We thank you for the power of the Word of God, and we ask that as we continue to minister unto the Word of God, we ask that you continue to help us to be the vessels and the instruments that will sound out your will, Heavenly Father. We thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for this word tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want you to get your Bibles. I'm going to give you time to get your Bibles out. I want you to get your Bibles out. And I want us to focus on Ecclesiastes 9 and 11. Ecclesiastes 9 and 11. Ecclesiastes 9 and 11. Get your Bibles out, and we're going to focus on Ecclesiastes 9 and 11. All right, and we're going to actually read the King James Bible. It says, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. I want you to focus, and I'm going to read it again. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. I want to talk today about keep trying, as the Lord said, until God says no. Keep trying until God says no. And I want to be very clear as the Lord is speaking. We're not talking about the human approval, because God says that the human approval is to no avail, especially when it comes to his business, which is kingdom business. So if we're talking about the approval of people or the approval of something, God says that is out of the spiritual realm. I want you to focus and get into the spiritual realm of God, because God says all forces, meaning the gifts of God, the things that God gives you and your will, the things that are in your will, comes from him. It does not come from the approval of man. It does not come from man. It comes from God. And so I want you to think about that in that aspect, because many people can get it twisted, you know. They can believe that their approval is God's approval. And God says, just because someone denies you does not mean that he disapproves you. He says, well, just because someone approves you does not mean that he approves what is in the path of your will. So this is the word of God. And it says, keep trying. I want you to write this down. Keep trying until God says no. Keep trying until God says no. Keep trying until God says no. And God has shown me this. I want you to circle God, because later on I have a feeling that God is going to do something with that. Keep trying until God says no. In the verse that we read, Ecclesiastes 9 and 11, I want you to write down time. I want you to write down chance. And I want you to write down all. Time, chance, and all. I want to take you to a track. It doesn't matter which track. It could be a track up the street. It could be a track around your neighborhood. It could be a track at a school that you work at, or a track that you attend school at, or any type of track in your neighborhood, community, a track that you saw on TV. I want to take you to the track. Let's go to a track meet. God says that you need to have on the full armor of God. because God requires that we have on the full armor of God, because we have to be ready for the race, the race of life. We have to be ready for the journey of life. People are, the finish line for some people are closer than we think. God says that is why we should work while it's day, because when night cometh, we are unable to work. And so God says, put on your full armor, put on your uniform, because we're getting ready to go to the track. He says, put on your uniform because we're getting ready to go to the track. So we are at the track, and you are on, you are lined up with some other runners, and God says this is not going to be a sprint. He says, because the will of God is not anything fast. He says the will of God is a day-to-day operation. Somebody say day-to-day operation. It's not a sprint, meaning that sometimes your destiny or the greatness of God or the experience will happen during your race. But God says this is not a sprint, because a sprint is short. But he wants to focus and bring into perspective that some people's lives seem like it is a 400-meter dash because it's fast. But God says when you are in the will of God, he says you are at a good pace. He says you become a long-distance runner. Somebody say that God said that your life sometimes can be a 400-meter, and God says, look up the number 4 and the significance, a 400-meter dash. And put fast by it. He says, because we wasn't in the will of God. He says, our lives can go by so quickly that we miss out on the will of God. Now, as God is revealing this to me, all of our days are numbered. And God says, because all of our days are numbered, some of us are sprinters. Write that down. And some of us are long distance runners. And it's because of the will of God. So when you hear about a person's age or who they are, God says, be not surprised. He said, because in any race, you have your sprinters, and you have your people who run long distances. He says, but for some of his runners, he says, everybody is not equipped to run long distances, just like everyone is not equipped to be sprinters. Stay with me. So God says, while you're in the race, because no one really knows if you are a sprinter or a long-distance runner, the only thing that we know is that we are in life's race. So God says that we must keep trying until God says no. What is God saying in this? God says you must, and I'm going to break it down in a minute. God says you must continue to run. He says, because you never know your time or your season. He says, you never know when the finish line, you don't know where the finish line is. You just know that there is a finish line. So God gave me 3 different aspects or revelations that he is giving that deals with the runner. God says, and I want you to write this down, that we must have time. T-I-M-E, we must have time. God says that we must have chance, and he says we must all run the race. He says time, he says chance, and he says all must run the race. When we look at time as a runner, we always want to make sure that within this time limit, that our time is what God calls our best time. People like to break records when they run. People like their time to decrease when they run. When people train, people like to increase their time so that when they run, they can run faster and decrease their time. And so God says that is likened unto the sprinters and long-distance runners. The sprinters, when they run, they are running fast. He says the sprinters do not train long distances because they are sprinters. And I know what some of you are thinking. You're saying, well, how do we know if we are sprinters a long distance? And God says, no man or woman knoweth the hour. which means you don't know your time. And he says, whether you are a sprinter or a long-distance runner, he says you must run the race of life and you must run towards the prize. So let's talk about time as it deals with the runners. And notice that I didn't say the sprinters or the long distance. God says when we deal with time, he says time is very important. And many of you would agree with me when I said time is very important. God says on today that we must work while it is day. Many people will say or correlate that to daytime, meaning a.m. or before it gets dark. But God says it is before you close your eyes eternally, you must continue to run the race. You must continue to work and be found doing the work of God. You must be found in a position where you are able to run the race, but you are able to run at a steady pace. You're able to keep going. So God says, keep going and work while it is day. That's with time aspect. God says also that the hour is important, each hour of the day, because no man or woman knoweth the hour in which the finish line will be right before them. God says no one knows the hour. He says, and because everyone is running, he says, no man or woman is standing at the finish line timing you. That's very important. No one is timing you. And I want to stick a pin there as the Lord is showing me. God says no one is able to time you as a sprinter or a long distance in the kingdom of God because no man or woman knoweth your hour. They don't even know if you're a sprinter or a long distance runner. Matter of fact, you don't even know. But God says when you are preparing to run the race of life, he says you prepare like a champion and you work hard. You work while it's day. He says you understand that time is important and you understand that each hour, no man understands each hour that we have, each second that we have. But we must utilize our time, God says, wisely. And we must continue to run the race. God says, then we must, with the time, we must understand that these are the crucial times. These are perilous times. You will hear about wars and rumors of wars while you are running. God says that you will experience storms. He says you will experience sunshine. You will experience hard things, obstacles within your life's journey. He says, but the most important aspect about time is understand that you must continue to work. He says you must continue to understand that even with the storms and even with the rain, you must continue to run. Why? Because you don't know where the finish line is. Let's move on to chance. God says that he gives us many chances within the race. The race is not given to the swift, but to them who endure it to the end. God says just by showing up and trying to run within the race and doing your best because we don't know how long we have here, he says there is a chance that you will see God. Amen. He says that is your motivation. That is your focus. There was a song that says, when I see Jesus, it will be amen. He says, there is a chance that you will see God. He says, according to how you run this race. Now, some people who have a short race, it does not mean that they will not see God. Just like some people who have a longer race, that does not mean that they will see God. But God says that within your race, whatever race you run, whether you are a sprinter or a long-distance runner, God says that you need to work and you need to spend your time each and every second like it's your last chance to see God. The prize is to see God's face and for him to say, well done, it is finished, thy good and faithful servant. God says within this particular race, you're going to have a chance to be on top. God says you're going to have some valley moments in which you're just going to go out and you're going to lead people. God says you're going to have some mountain experiences. He says, which will remind you that you are human and that you need God. He says, then we will have, by chance, some things, some people that we meet and some places that we're able to go
by chance, because of God's favor, because of his grace, and because of his mercy. He says, it's not by chance that you are in the race. It's not by chance that you're running the race. It's not by chance that you just happen to be beside someone or someone comes in your circle. He says, the chance is that God has placed those people within your circle so you can keep running the race. God says we have to stay. He says we have to stay focused on our race because there is a chance that we're going to see his face. Then he says there are no managers when it comes to running. He says because everyone has to run their own race because, as I said before, there is a chance that we're going to see God. He says it's not one person. It's not two people. It's not the team. It's not, he says, the coaches even have to run. He says everyone must run their race. It doesn't matter if you are a sprinter or a long-distance runner. God says everyone must run the of life because there is a finish line for us all. And because there's a finish line for us all, we do not know the day. We do not know the hour. God says keep running. Why? Because there's a chance that we're going to see his face and have eternal life. Now, when we talk about keep trying until God says no, he says the reason why I brought you to this track in the first place is because running is a very strenuous sport. As a matter of fact, running is one of the most important sports that you're going to use all of your body. And God says when you give all of your body to something, he says then there is a reward. When we talk about keep trying until God says no, he says you're going to be like that runner and get tired. You're going to need that living water that God is talking about in the Bible. You're going to need that rest, which is peace that surpasses understanding. You're going to experience some hurt joints. You're going to experience some hurts in your life. God says you're going to have some victories when you're able to pass up your opponents. He says you're going to have those things that happen. You're going to have things that you see. You're going to have people dropping off. You're going to have people giving up. You're going to have people passing out because they're not ready. He says, but you must remain in the race and keep trying until God says no. And when we talk about when God says no, we're talking about the end of our destination. God says you cannot go further, any further than the finish line that he has set for you. Now, I want to be very clear. When we watch track and field on television, many of the runners will run through the finish line because their time is still dependent on that. But God says you cannot go past him. The Bible says no one comes unto the Father but by me. You have to pass by. You have to pass by, first of all, in order to get to the Father. You have to pass by God. That's why we circle God. Amen. So God says that your finish line, he can't extend our days, right? And God says he's not going to decrease our days. Whatever place we finish in, wherever the finish line is, God says that that is where the end of the race is. So God says, do not be baffled by the things that occur because they're in the will of God. He says that he understands that when his runners are tired, he gives them rest, eternal rest. He says he understands when they need the living water. He understands when people need encouragement, people clapping for them as they're running. He understands that some people are going to fall off, but he picks them back up. He understands all of that. And so to question God about a runner who may have finished a little early or a runner who is still running that you thought maybe should be out of the race, God says that the race is not given to the swift, but to them who endure to the end. And God says that when you make it to the finish line, he will say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. We can't extend the finish line for God. We can't run past the finish line. That's why God says in the race, appreciate each stride that you take. Appreciate each morning when you wake up. Appreciate that because God don't have to give that to you. He doesn't have to give it to you, but he does because of his favor, grace, and mercy. The living water to keep going, to keep pressing on. God gives that to us. God gives all of those things to us so that we can continue in his name. God gives that to us. He does. And so we must understand and recognize who God is. We must understand and recognize who God is. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen. Everyone is going to have to run a race. Everyone has a finish line. We don't know how close we are to our finish line, but God says keep running. If you are trying to do something, reach a goal, God says keep trying. God says there are a lot of factors that play with into closed doors. He says because that deals with people. And usually if it's not in the will, God says, or if it's not what he wants you to have, God says he calls that a closed door. He calls it a valley moment, but he calls it a learning experience. He says, but when God opens a door for you, he says, you don't get man's approval. It's God's approval because God gave it to you. He says, but you have to keep in the race. He says, you have to continue to run in the race. You can't give up. You can't give in. He says, why? Because you don't know. We don't know when the finish line of our lives is. We don't know. All we know is that we're running the race. We don't even know if we're a sprinter. We don't know if we're a long-distance runner. We just know that God says that everyone is going to run. And God showed me this. He says, every knee shall bow and every tongue must confess that he is Lord. You say, well, I'm running in the race, but I'm atheist. God says, you're still going to bow to him. I'm running in the race, but I don't believe in God. You're still going to bow to him. I'm running in the race. I don't even know God. You're still going to bow to him. Because God says every knee, that's everybody, it doesn't matter who you are, every knee shall bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus is Lord. When our race is finished, it doesn't matter where we finish, God says it's done. And when God says it's done, it's finished. When God says yes, it's yes. And when God says that is not in the will for you, then we must accept that. When we deal with life, we are all runners. Many of us, we take different directions, but God says we're still running. He says because time is important and we must work while it's day. Each hour that we spend, we must understand that we're getting closer and closer to the finish line. God says, what are we doing as we're running to the finish line? How are we running? Are we losing time through worry? Are we losing time and things that we should experience because of obstacles? Why are we losing time? God says, but then there's motivation because there's a chance that we're going to be able to see Jesus. God gives us a second chance. You trip and fall, God says, get back up and keep running. God gives us a second chance, so we have to work. Because the motivation is that we're going to see our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it doesn't matter how old you are nowadays. It doesn't matter. God says it doesn't matter how old you are. You're going to have to run this race. You have a finish line. We all have a finish line. And God says that our motivation is the chance that we will see God's face. Then you ask, but God, I don't have to run. I'm here or I'm established or I'm fine, I'm comfortable. God says every person on this earth, whoever you are, will have to run this race. There is nothing that exempts anyone. You say, I don't like running. God says you're still going to have to run the race from this race. You have some people who are in shape and they can run this thing, and you have some people who struggle. But God says it's not about time as far as a prize. There's a chance that each runner that you pass by, each person that you pass by every day, there's a chance that they'll be able to see God if they just turn their life around. There's a chance that God could turn our situations around. There's a chance that God could save somebody. There's a chance that someone will live rather than die. There's a chance. God says that's the motivation why people are running. So it doesn't matter how fast you run, it doesn't matter how slow, as long as you are out there running. And God says not only is he talking about all the people as far as his children who run, he's talking about giving it your all. Because we can't lose time worrying. We can't stop because we never know where the finish line is. And we want to make sure that as we run this race, we want to optimize and we want to visualize and we want to experience everything that God has for us. We don't want to lose time with foolishness. We don't want to lose time with walking and stopping. And we're talking about with being stagnated in the Spirit of God. God says there is plenty of living water while we still have breath in our bodies. God says we need to get back into the ark of safety as runners. The storms are coming. The lightning is striking. And God says as we run, he says there must be shelter, because some people will get lost. Some people won't make it because they're out of the ark of safety. Each day is a race, and we're not talking about a foot race. We're talking about life's journey, and we just never know where the finish line is. So God says, keep trying until he says no. I hope that you have learned something about time, chance, and giving it your all and running this race. As I said before, it doesn't matter how fast you are, how slow you run. It doesn't matter if you're paraplegic. It doesn't matter if you can't see. It doesn't matter if you can see. God says that everybody is going to have to run this race, and everybody is going to have a finish line. And he said there will be people that's clapping for you, that you're finally able to rest. There's people that's happy for you, that you made it to the finish line. Some people will continue to run, and some people will finish. God says, think about life as a start and a finish. When you were born, you were put out on the track with everyone else, all of those legends and those people running. And you notice that some of those people, you see the finish line as you continue to pass and go on about your life. You see the finish line of those who have finished. Some are young, young as babies, or those who have not been born, and some are older. He says, but you must continue to run the race because you don't know the finish line is. And in the spiritual realm, ladies and gentlemen, God doesn't give trophies and prizes. He says the prize is the chance to see his face. Don't you want to see God's face? We need to keep working for God. We need to keep doing what God has asked us to do. Amen. We need to keep being who God wants us to be. I want to play this one song, and you may hear a commercial, and that's fine. And I want you to realize that there's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for me. And remember that when you run this race, remember that we're not running to win a prize. We're running for a chance to see God's face. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for tuning in to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. We're going to listen to the late Reverend Clay Evans. There's room at the cross for you.
There is a room, room at Two or three people.
right. That was the late Reverend Clay Evans singing There Is Room at the Cross. And guess what? There is really room at the cross. I hope you enjoy. Keep trying until God says no, because God has so much in store for you. And you probably say, how do you know? I know because we're all runners, and we're running this race. And God says, as long as we run, and as long as we run the race and give it time, chance, and give it all, God says that we shall his face. Amen. Please be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actresses, bloggers, journalists, evangelists. Anyone, please Facebook Alfreda Love at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I want you to feast your eyes on the alfreda.hubpages.com. Make sure you go and visit that page. It's alfreda.hubpages.com. Be sure to go and visit that page, as we have many different things on this particular page that you can enjoy and read at your leisure. Remember that reading is fundamental. In addition to that, just understand that God is good. And if you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself. Make sure you pray for yourself. Pray for those you know and those you do not know as well. Be sure also to check out the Hub pages. I will have an article concerning the late Miss Bobby Christina. We need to focus on the victories that she won while she was on earth as well. So please be sure to check that out. Please be sure to invite your friend to listen to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I want them to be sure to listen to some of the segments. We have very great shows. We have interviews. We have people who come on from all over the world, and we have the ministry of God going on, and we have prayer. As a matter of fact, on tomorrow we have prayer. So be sure to come out so that we can enjoy this occasion. Once again, I want to appreciate and thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love, that God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.